Service of WBAI Community Outreach.
Here in New York City, you're tuned to 99.5 FM, WBAI. WBAI, New York. We're at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Thank you so much for tuning in. Law and Disorder every Monday at 9 a.m. Right now, it's 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for Bike Snob with Evan Weiss.
Hello, you're listening to Bike Snob on WBAI. I'm Eben Weiss. The last time I was on the air was 2 weeks ago. That was March 9th. It was a day after Mayor de Blasio asked us all to wait for the next train if the subway car was crowded. Oh, remember when the subways used to be crowded? Those were the days. It all feels so quaint now. He also suggested people should ride bikes. And on my ride to the station that morning, 2 weeks ago, I really did see, and I talked about this that day, I really did see lots more people on bikes than I usually do. A few days later, the DOT reported a 50% increase in bike traffic on the East River bridges. And City Bike reported a 60% ridership increase. All the papers covered it. We were officially having a pandemic-induced bike boom. Now, here we are. I didn't ride to the studio today because I haven't left my home today. It's a full house here too, and many of you are probably in the same situation. You're trying to work, the kids are trying to do their quote-unquote remote learning, which means going to YouTube University, watching videos, playing video games, whatever they're calling it these days. This, for now, seems to be the new normal. Okay, by the way, I should interject. This is a call-in show. So since you are a prisoner in your own home, please while away the time, fritter it away, by calling in today. The number to call into the Bike Snob Show is 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. Or if you're at home and you need to pretend you're working because your boss has a nanny cam on you, go ahead and tweet at me. I'm trying my best to follow my Twitter here while I'm talking at you. My Twitter handle is BikeSnobNYC, which is spelled exactly as it sounds, BikeSnobNYC. Got my computer open. We can talk about whatever you want. I mean, you know, within reason, bike-related stuff. All right, so when everything's running the way it should in the city and the world, not running well because it never runs well, but the way it should, the way we've become accustomed, the way we think is okay, people love to complain about bikes. The bike lane took my parking. They don't stop at lights. They're so entitled, etc. But when the you-know-what hits the fan, bikes don't seem so annoying anymore, do they? This isn't the first time people in New York have turned to bicycles in a pinch either. There was a big uptick in cycling after Hurricane Sandy. Remember that? The trains were down, the gas was being rationed. Remember those gas lines? I pedaled by plenty of gas lines. There is nothing more satisfying than riding a bicycle past a gas line. Oh boy, that's the ultimate in smugness. Speaking of quaint, on my last show, I talked about that video those people in Sunnyside, Queens made about how the bike lane there was killing small businesses like restaurants. Oh, God, those were the days. Now a bike is the only way to do business in New York City if you're a restaurant, ironically. The New York Times reports, quote, with demand for deliveries surging, a largely immigrant workforce has become a critical link, providing food, groceries, medication, and many other items that people can no longer easily access or are unwilling to go out and purchase. Beside risking their own health, workers typically earn meager salaries and have no health insurance or any other protections. Well, thank you. Finally, New York Times catches on. This is more acute now, of course, that everybody's leaning on delivery people. But this has always been the case, that delivery people, many of them on electric bicycles, on e-bikes, have been maligned, derided, and cracked down upon with great fury by de Blasio and the NYPD. In the beginning of 2018, you'll no doubt recall that de Blasio directed the NYPD to crack down on the technically illegal e-bikes delivery riders are using. So finally, with this whole thing going on, now that you need them, now that that's the only way a restaurant can get stuff to you, now that you know people need stuff delivered because everything's closed, the mayor has finally told the NYPD to suspend the war on e-bikes. But bikes are in this whole, you know, where the city has ground to a halt, where the world is ground to a halt, where life has ground to a halt, bikes are really showing their essential character. Okay. Now that so many people aren't even allowed to go to work anymore, you know, the first wave of the bike boom was because people needed to get to work. They needed bikes. Now that a lot of you are no longer even allowed to go to work anymore, those of you who are not essential workers or are employed in the delivery sphere, the bicycle is taking on a new essential role, keeping people sane. I'm seeing lots and lots of people out there enjoying bikes recreationally. And I know that these are new riders because I have the trained eye of someone who's been on my bike my whole life. And I can tell you that many of the people out there riding bikes don't typically ride, or they're the kind of people who usually wait until later in the season to get started. They're not typically out there in March when it's cold. I'm seeing lots of families riding together. I'm seeing kids riding with their parents. Places I typically ride that are very, very quiet almost all of the time, I'm seeing people on bikes there. You know, there's that old saw about the blackout baby boom in New York City. Maybe this time there will be a boom of kids learning how to ride bikes and getting acquainted with bikes during this closure of the city and the world. Please call in. 212-209-2877 is the number to call. Call in. Let's talk about bikes, what you're seeing out there. Are you riding through all of this? What it's been like? Your experiences? Have you been trapped in your home and are itching to get out? And are thinking a bike might just be the way to do it. Share your thoughts, your feelings, your curiosity, your interest, your derision, all of that stuff. Anything goes. Feel free to call in. Okay. Meanwhile, as the economy flops around like a dead fish, bike sales in New York are up. WNYC reports, quote, One shop in Chelsea has a line down the block and a worker doing bouncer duty, ensuring no more than two customers enter at a time. Another store sold out of flat handlebar bikes this week, ordered 22 more, and sold out of those before the shipment even arrived. Most shops are reporting double their normal sales for this time of year. I've never seen a run on bicycles like this since 9/11. Robert Lara is manager of Bicycle Renaissance on the Upper West Side, said. So this is, do we call it a bright spot? It's definitely interesting and telling that bicycle sales are up. People need bikes. They want bikes. Bikes are essential to get you through this whole thing. Bikes are a fantastic way to keep your wits about you through all this, a fantastic way to get around. And a fantastic way to get out with your family and enjoy yourselves when nothing else is open, when you can't go anywhere else or do anything else. And under a lockdown that is very, very questionable how sustainable this lifestyle is. We need this valve. This is not limited to New York either, this boom in cycling. It's happening everywhere, at least in the United States. I got an email this morning from someone in Phoenix saying the same thing. Families out, people out on bikes. And there are accounts of this, pictures of this, all over social media. It's a much different situation right now in Europe. France has banned recreational cycling. You can only exercise within 2 kilometers of your home. Italy... Oh, kids. Italy and Spain have also banned it. Meanwhile, in the UK, 32 researchers signed an open letter to the government. Here's what it said. Quote, confinement, sometimes in overcrowded accommodation with little or no private green space, and particularly during times of anxiety, has health risks. Physical activity reduces the risk of cardiovascular diseases, several cancers, dementia, and diabetes. These conditions affect millions of people, and some increase the risk of a serious outcome. If one contracts COVID-19, walking and cycling, particularly in green space, is good for mental as well as physical health. People should be encouraged to exercise at home, but for most of us, it is unlikely that this will replace the walking and cycling we do outdoors. So a call coming from researchers in the UK to keep people allowed to be on bikes. The number to call into the show today is 212-209-2877. Call in, share your thoughts, your feelings about bikes during this time when everything's closed. Have you been out there on the bike? Are you thinking about it? What have your experiences been? Is this something you're contemplating? Are you thinking of buying a bike? Are you contemplating the closure of your... Oh, hi, kids. I have the kids in the studio with me. This is... please feel free to call in and talk about what's going on at home with you and the kids. Let's just chat. I think we have a call. WBAI, you are on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Your bedroom, probably.
Yes, hi. How you doing? Nice and short. I heard a show of yours for the first time. I'm from the Bronx.
Yeah.
And I used to ride my bike like a madman, like in the mid-90s to like 2000 until my bike got stolen. And then after that, you know, when you get older, you have to work and stuff. So I didn't get back into bike riding until 2016.
Yeah.
And I got that bike from Walmart. And I said, let me test myself. I took it on the Hudson Line to Peekskill. And mind you, Peekskill is hilly like freaking San Francisco. Rode over from Peekskill back to Yonkers.
Wow.
But I
that's
take,
a, yeah, that's I do that ride. That's a good ride.
Yeah. I also see a lot of people with those electric scooters and those e-boards, too. Those are very good, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all that stuff's out there. And, you know, you're mentioning electric bikes, and you're in the Bronx. I happen to be in the Bronx, and you're talking about riding north of the Bronx and Yonkers and up into Westchester. Yeah. And, yeah, those hills are serious, and that's a tall order. For anyone who rides uptown, the hills are no joke. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, a lot of these e-bikes you see out there and other electric vehicles, they're not even legal yet.
They never enforced them since they came out with the A to B electric bike, that nice looking one like 10 years ago. They never enforced them. The only time they enforced them was during during Bloomberg enforced that. But I got arrested actually.
You got arrested for riding an e-bike or just for riding a bike?
Well, back then we had those GoPeds, those gas.
Yeah. Cars.
But it's good cardio, man. People don't understand, like, biking naturally without no motor is good cardio, and walking, my thing is walking, man. I walk all day.
It's great. You need to do it. So what are you doing now that everything's shut down? Do you have to go to work? Are you out walking?
Yeah, well, luckily I can't work because I work with a staffing agency, and we work like in kitchens all over the place. We have a contract with Compass. They serve like all these big corporations, so I'm with a staffing agency. So I can't go back to work. The good thing is I got approved to do Uber, to drive for Uber. So I just got to I'm gonna rent a car through Hertz. They have a partnership with Hertz. I'm gonna do that for a week.
So you're gonna rent a car and you're gonna drive Uber while you can't go to your regular job.
Exactly. I might just
is that have you done it yet? Have you been out there driving for Uber, or not? You're getting ready to do that.
I just got approved.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, this is crazy times. Are you worried about it at all?
Well, I went this past Saturday. I went to Newark, New Jersey. And the PATH train was empty, man. The PATH train, World Trade Center, you know, that big consortium to get to the PATH, that thing was empty. All the buses, the M15, which is a busy bus route from South Area all the way to 125th, that was empty.
Yeah.
NJT, New Jersey Transit, they were putting, like, yellow tape when you go on the bus. You can't sit by the driver. And they were doing it when I came back home Saturday night. The city of New York, all the buses, they put, like, protective tape in the first like 10 feet of the bus, so you can ride for free. That's a good thing, and not charge.
Yeah, you're supposed to board in the back. I saw you're supposed to board in the back of the bus now,
it's really some Armageddon type stuff, man.
It really is. All right, well, you know, be make the best of it. Good luck to you on your Uber endeavor during all of this. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. And, you know, interesting that here we have people who can't work, can't go to work, taking on other jobs here, driving for Uber. It will be interesting to see what happens with car share and all these modes of transportation during this time. And here in New York, it's going to be especially interesting to see. And again, I remind everybody, call in 212-209-2877, or you can tweet BikeSnobNYC. Talk about your experiences riding. Do you want to get riding right now? Have you been? What's it been like out there? How has this been playing out for you if you do ride bikes? So here in New York, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially in the next few days. This is from a cycling perspective. I'm coming at everything here from the perspective of riding. On one hand, Governor Cuomo is very upset at people gathering outside. He saw people playing basketball, and now he's irritated. Basketball is going to be the death of us all. So yesterday he gave de Blasio 24 hours to come up with a new social distancing plan, which presumably we're still waiting for. I don't think they've announced it. So personally, as someone who depends on riding bikes both for errand running and to keep me sane, this worries me. Are we going to join Italy and Spain and France and ban bike riding? Is this going to be the next step here, the next wave in social distancing? Hopefully, no. Cuomo has also ordered de Blasio to explore closing streets to traffic, so people can amble along comfortably and at multiple arms' lengths, while maintaining their social distance. Streets blog reports, quote, at his daily press conference on Sunday, the governor said he spoke with the mayor and with Council Speaker Cory Johnson and told them that, quote, New York City must develop an immediate plan to reduce density. There are many options, he said. You have much less traffic in New York City because non-essential workers aren't going to work. Get creative. Open streets to reduce the density. You want to go for a walk? God bless you. You want to go for a run? God bless you. But let's open streets. Let's open space. That's where people should be, not in dense locations. Okay, we have another caller. Please remind you all, 212-209-2877 is the number to call. WBAI, you are on the air.
Oh, this is Diane from the Bronx. How are you doing? I
Oh,
love
hi,
you.
good. How are you? Everyone's calling from the Bronx today.
Yeah. Oh, well, I want to talk about I had a scooter, and I'm going to try my hand at this scooter. But I have to tell you, in the Bronx, it's real challenging because, we have hills and whatever. But I'm going to put my helmet on. I'm going to do the, whatever, and I'm going to try that. But I want to chide the city on making up my other issues with the seniors, making up what I call willy-nilly rules without, any kind of thought as to how it affects, vulnerable people. The seniors, they want them to come on the back of the bus. That's challenging because the height is usually higher there to begin with. Then that you're trying to get on, with their rollators and their little shopping things. Oh, it's miserable. So I think they really need to rethink that. Okay.
All right,
And
thank you.
then, anyway, I got one more issue.
No, please.
They've already started to raise the fare on the Metro North. I was looking at the sign, and what used to be $8.75, they're charging $9.75. So I think maybe that's what they're planning to raise the fares whenever we get out of this thing.
All right. Well, thank you for this call, and this is important perspective. This is perspective from a senior who, we're in this, we're dealing with all these new rules, and the impact on people is not always immediately apparent and very interesting. I saw a lot of advocates when they announced this rear bus boarding that you can go on the back of the bus, you don't pay your fare. But yes, here's a caller pointing out it's much harder to get on the back of the bus if you have a grocery cart, if you have mobility issues, if you're older, whatever the case may be. So now we have, look, people still need to go outside. They need to feed. You're not allowed to go to work, but you need to feed yourself, and you need to get around, and that this is making it more difficult. As for the Metro North fare raises, I'm not, I don't know where Metro North is on raising fares, but we're going to see with ridership decimated on the MTA, on MTA, we're going to have a real right when this is all over. We are going to have a serious crisis with the MTA, which was already in crisis because of this massive drop in revenues, and you know, this is, there's so much we're going to have to reckon with, and when we have to consider whether the cure here is worse for the disease. I'm glad to hear the listener is getting out on the scooter. Definitely challenging in the hills of the Bronx, but you know, we need to stay sane out there, and we need our fresh air. So I'm going to remind everybody to call in 212-209-2877. In the meantime, I'm going to take a short break. When I come back, I'm going to talk more about what the city is going to be doing during all these closures. I'm going to talk about... we have one more call. I'm going to take one more call before we break. And again, the number is 212-209-2877. Hello, you're on the air. This is the Bike Snob Show.
Hey, good morning, Evan. Hi, this is Jeff from Union County, New Jersey.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Great. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Having a great time.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. What I'd like to say is, I mean, in terms of social distancing, what could be more perfect than being on a bicycle? You're automatically distanced from anybody, even another bicyclist.
Yeah, this is absolutely right. The little social distance is all we've been asking for as cyclists, and we haven't been getting it. And now when we get it, it's
right.
A complete lockdown of society. So it's
yeah.
A shame.
And, this is a perfect time for sedentary people because you don't have to feel guilty about sitting around feeling sorry for yourself all day. But I'm not that one, you know what I mean? I mean, really,
yeah.
I mean, what better defense do you have against the virus than physical fitness, fresh air, and exercise?
Well, you know, as I read from this letter a little earlier from these researchers in the UK who are pointing out, you know, that we're locking people inside for health reasons. Meanwhile, you know, we've long known the consequences of being sedentary, the mental and physical toll it takes on you, and you know, and being able to ride a bike to get outside, it's crucial. It's, you know, whatever virus is kicking around out there, you know, people need to move. They need to exercise for their well-being, and they need
absolutely,
to get around.
Absolutely.
So,
and I don't
absolutely.
Know about you, but I'm going to keep riding until I'm physically unable, and I don't see that as any time in the near future.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Enjoy it. So how are you, by the way, before we go, let me ask you, we're going to take a break in a minute, but I want to know, how have the roads been by you?
Actually, they've been better. There's been less traffic.
Yeah.
You know, it's been less traffic, which is great. I do swing by the park from time to time. I do see more adults in the park than previously, obviously, because, you know, a lot of people are home that hadn't been before. But unfortunately, I don't see a lot of kids outside. I haven't seen a lot of kids outside for years now, and it's sad, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if
yeah.
I was a parent, I mean, I'd shoo my kids out and I'd say, don't come back until it's mealtime at least. Go out and have some fun.
Yeah, that's kind of the saddest thing, is the consequences for the kids with all of this, is that they're just, their springs are being taken away, and they're shut inside, and yeah, it's pretty...
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, now
awful.
That there's no school,
yeah.
And, you know, the weather's not half bad, it's a perfect time for kids to go out and be kids.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, people will, you go on, you know, maybe it's my mistake for being on social media, but you go on social media and the shaming, you see anybody outside, there's this shaming going on, and I'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. But all right, stay safe on the bike out there. Good to hear from you. This is Bike Snob. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll take more calls. 212-209-2877.
My name is Arthur Schwartz. You may know me as an activist attorney, or as a founder of the New York Progressive Action Network, or as counsel for Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, and Bernie Sanders. I'm proud to announce my latest foray into activism as the host of a program at WBAI. The show is called Advocating for Justice. It airs every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. Each week, we'll talk to activists who are successfully employing strategies which address the challenges we are facing in a post-Trump and post-Hillary world. Again, that's Advocating for Justice, Mondays at 5 p.m. here on WBAI 99.5 FM. It will be movement-building time on the radio.
Building Bridges, your community and labor report. From your workplace to your neighborhood, listen to the show that brings it all together. Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. Bringing you news and analysis, local, national, and international. Monday nights, 7 p.m. We build bridges.
Hi, we're back. This is Bike Snob on BAI. I'm Evan Weiss. 212-209-2877 is the number to call in. We have a caller. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. My name is Judy. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Hi, Judy. Good to hear from you.
So I like your show. I hadn't really been listening before because I wasn't home at this time. It's interesting about bikes. I've had three bikes just sitting in my back room, just sitting and being available as to hang laundry on for several years until last week. My daughter's boyfriend, who's a bike messenger, his bike was stolen. I said, hey, we have a bike, come and get one. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh yeah, this is Fuji and this is Trekker, these are good bikes. I said, okay, I don't know anything about them. You know, just gave the guy a bike, and it turned out all it needed was, you know, a little oil for the brakes or something like that. I was glad to do that. But listening to you, I'm thinking, well, I should pull one of those bikes out, and I haven't been on a bike in probably 20 years.
No,
but,
yeah.
They say you never forget, so, but I'm thinking that's probably the thing I'm going to do, and, you know, and actually get out to the park on a bike.
All right, good. Yeah. Good for you. I'm glad to hear it, and I thank you so much for the call. And yeah, this is exactly what I was talking about earlier in the show, which is that a lot of people are doing exactly the same thing. Are looking at this situation and they're realizing, hey, I've got this bike, and they're getting on. And I see them out there. I see all the people out there doing that. And
I appreciate your I don't know if it, you were reading that, you know, telling people to stay inside, away from sun, away from air, away from exercise is not beneficial to anybody's health.
Yeah. I just don't see how, you know, how not that I don't take, you know, illnesses seriously, of course, but, you know, I don't see how that's sustainable. It's not sustainable. And, you know, I'm home, we're all home. And, you know, I'm going, I have to wash my clothes. I'm downstairs doing laundry. There's other people doing laundry. You know, you can't, right. We're not all going to be frozen in amber, not moving. And to get outside on a bicycle or to walk in the park, you know, you need to be able to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thanks so much for your show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call. You know, I can't emphasize enough, you know, what, and again, please call in 212-209-2877 is the number to call in. Can't emphasize enough, you know, this happens time and time again when the you know what hits the fan in New York is that people turn to bikes. And yes, this is a situation where, you know, the bicycle, a lot of people have bikes and maybe they don't ride them on a day-to-day basis because they have other habits or they have safety concerns. But, you know, then you look at this thing and you realize, as the caller said, well, a little oil here, a little air in the tires, and it's good to go. It's always waiting for you in an emergency. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to take another call, 212 209-2877 is the number. WBAI, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, my name is Beverly and I'm calling from Brooklyn. I am an avid bike rider. I've been riding since, I would say, 2005. And I absolutely love the bike. I don't care what kind of weather it is. As long as it's not snow, I am going to ride. In the wintertime, people say, oh, it's so cold out, you know, how could you ride? I'm like, if you're walking, riding is even better. I actually get very fidgety when I'm in the house and I can't ride my bike. And I feel kind of sad for myself when that happens. Almost like with withdrawal symptoms, and not very crazy about that feeling. But anyhow, I just want to sing the praises of bikes, and I hate that this virus is doing what it is doing to people. And all I could say is that I hope we get better, and just keep the faith, babies. Just keep it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for that call. This is what it's about. We need to be able to move. We need to be able to get out. We need to be able to exercise. And, you know, you like me, you know, this is not something that's unique to the situation. We're in this need to get out and move on the bike. You and I and a lot of other people, that's our go-to. That's our everyday. We need the bike. We need the freedom. We need the exercise. We need the practicality. We need all of it. And it's more acute now, of course, and it's becoming apparent to more and more people. So I'm going to invite anybody who wants to call in, 212-209-2877. Join the discussion. You can tweet at me. Anything you want to talk about on Twitter, you're riding in New York, you're listening in New York, you're riding anywhere you want to talk about if you're listening outside of New York and you want to kind of come in and tell us what's going on where you are, tweet at me if you don't feel like calling at BikeSnobNYC. That's BikeSnobNYC on Twitter. And talking to people on the phone, you get people who ride all the time anyway, you get people who are riding because now they're home during the week and they're seeing that bike in the corner and it seems like a good idea to get out on that bike. What are they finding when they go outside? They're finding a lot fewer cars, which is certainly something that's going to encourage ridership. And feel free to call in and share your experiences to 212-209-2877. Certainly what I am seeing as a cyclist who's out all the time and can compare, you know, there are fewer people driving. Roads are clear, which is great. But the people who are driving are often driving a lot faster, a lot more recklessly, and this is a problem. StreetsBlog reported, along with that bike boom I spoke about in the beginning of the program, there was also a concomitant rise in bike injuries. The NYPD said they were up 43% last week. If you've been riding, you've probably seen people taking advantage of this lack of traffic, but you've probably also seen some crazy driving out there. You know, I was in Queens last week, and the ATV mobs were already out and tearing it up, which is not something they typically do in March. Seen and heard of a lot of drag racing, a lot of tearing around. From Staten Island, shocker, there has been a call to not enforce the school zone speed cameras because the schools are closed, So why should there be speed cameras? You know, it's just the most ridiculous logic. You know, not to mention that schools are still, like, kids can still go to school and eat. A lot of kids need these meals at school, so they're feeding centers. But here's people, I need to be able to speed during this whole thing. Really, there's no traffic. Nothing's holding you back. Yet you're using, you know, you talk about politicizing, using to your own advantage these situations. Hey, why can't we speed now? Absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to take some more calls. 212-209-2877 is the number. WBAI, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, WBAI? Yeah.
Hi, I wasn't sure. Okay, is this Anthony from Brooklyn? How are you, brother?
Good. Good to hear from you. I'm good. How are you?
So today's not a good day to get on the bike for me anyway. I like it when the sun is out. And so it's okay. As long as I'm bike riding alone or someone a few feet away from me, I'm good to go, correct?
Yep, that's what they say.
Okay, so here's the latest danger that I found. That's, like, I was in Brooklyn Bridge Park the other day. It has bike lanes, but it's probably one of the worst places to bike by because nobody pays attention to the designs on the floor showing you it's a bike path.
Yeah.
But the young fellas that are on the skateboards, and they're really good at it, can never skateboard.
Yeah.
They go all over, and this one young guy just, like, zoomed right in. My reflexes are still there, thank God, and I'm 65. He basically just went from left to right on me in a heartbeat without even knowing that I was on my riding forward. It was all in another world.
Yeah.
That's another obstacle for us, too, I guess.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of contraptions out there that are coming into the picture. A lot of electric skateboards and electric bikes and this, that, and the other. Yeah.
So what is allowed in a bike lane?
What is, that's a great question. And I wish, you know, I wish I had a lawyer with me to tell us exactly, because, I don't want to, these laws are so complicated and, you know, there's so many of them. I'm fairly certain, however, and anybody who wants to call in and contradict me or correct me can tell me, but I believe anything basically is allowed in the bike lane. You know, a skateboard is allowed in the bike lane, as I understand it. Scooters are allowed in the bike lane. Obviously, technically, some of these vehicles aren't legal, like some of these e-bikes, like the throttle e-bikes are not legal. But, you know, certainly a regular old-fashioned skateboard without electric assist on it, I'm fairly confident in saying that is allowed to be in the bike lane. I think there's more ambiguity. Are they allowed to be on the sidewalk? And I think that's a sort of touch and go thing where they're not explicitly prohibited from being on the sidewalk, but no one wants skateboards on the sidewalk. So I think they can be in the bike lane, but not doing, you know, probably what they were doing is not legal. Cutting across, going the wrong way, all that stuff.
Yeah, that we deal with. But those Revel scooters, those e-scooters that everybody rents, that look like a regular old-fashioned scooter from the 60s, those are allowed in the bike lane too?
The Revel scooter? No, not those electric shared ones. No, those shouldn't be in the bike lane. Those Revel scooters, those are like motorcycles. They
right,
should be in the road.
In the right,
yeah, that's
the bike.
Not good. That's not good. That is definitely not allowed. And I, you know, the police can enforce that. And I don't know. Maybe there's a way for you if you see them. You, that company should be accountable. So maybe there's a way to tell.
Okay.
Revel.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw
I'm
one of these things.
Call the mayor's office. I'm gonna call the mayor's office because as more people, as you said earlier, probably will take the bike for recreation or to go from point A to point B as the weather gets better and sort of isolate themselves because they're not confined in a car or walking next to people, that might pick up and more people will be in that bike lane that shouldn't be in that bike lane.
Yeah. Well, you know, the flip side of that is with more space available with fewer cars, Hopefully, you know, that will alleviate things. And what I was going to say a little while back, I didn't quite get to it yet, is that, well, I did mention that that Cuomo is telling de Blasio to close down some streets so people can, you know, get around with space. So, you know, that would hopefully help address people crowded onto bike lanes. And then, you know, the city's supposedly going to be creating some emergency bike infrastructure. And, you know, what's interesting about all of that is that, you know, like so much that happens now with an extreme situation where we went from living our lives to don't go outside, you know, there's this middle ground called washing your hands, which, you know, nobody, you know, apparently not enough people were doing that. And we have the same thing where we're in an extreme situation now, and there's this middle ground thing that we should have been doing all this time, which is making more space for people so they're not crowded onto sidewalks, jammed into bike lanes, so give them a little more space. So, you know, it's a big blow to the head. It's really, they're beating you over the head with it now that we're in such a strange situation. But yeah, it's true now, and it was true a month, 2 months, 6 months ago, that we need to free up more space for people to get around in ways that aren't driving. So yeah, thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. I hope the skateboarders, you know, don't keep bothering you. I hope that the bright side of this is you get a little more room to get out and enjoy yourself. 212-209-2877. I believe we have some more calls. I'm going to take another one. WBAI, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Ross Willard. I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, good to hear from you.
We're having the same troubles down in our state and the same good things. Bike ridership is up, but for a while they closed the Philly bike shops, then they opened them, then the governor closed them, and fortunately our governor now has said bikes are transportation and the bicycle shops are back open. So we're following the lead of what New York City just did.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, that astounded me. So they closed essential businesses last week in New York. And all the lists of essential businesses. You want to know about biases? Auto repair open. Bike shops not listed as essential businesses. The idea that a bike repair in a situation where they're telling you not to go on the subway. They're telling you not to do this, not to do that. They're telling you, oh yeah, ride your bike. It's social distancing. But you know, they don't include bike shops on the list of essential businesses. And I don't care what's going on outside. I don't care if it's the plague or it's a beautiful summer day, but a bike shop is an essential business. You need bike shops. Are you kidding me? What, you know, these are essential businesses. Absolutely. So, you know, yes, in New York, Cuomo changed tack and said they're essential businesses. And as, you know, one of the few bright spots in what we're enduring now economically, you know, it's just crushing and painful to think of all the people whose income has just been shut off like a light switch. You know, one of the few bright spots is that you know, bike shops are doing business, are able to do business, and people are giving them business. You know, hopefully people are able to keep giving them business. So yeah, thank you for that, and I'm glad to hear your bike shops are open. And yeah, bike shops. You know, if we take away anything, you know, let's set aside health. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not gonna go there. But if we, as far as just everyday stuff, if we take anything away, let's take away that, you know, bikes are essential out of this whole thing. Thank you so much for the call. 212-209-2877. I believe we have some more calls. WBAI, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sean, and I'm calling from New York.
Yeah. Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good. I've been a lifelong bicycle rider in New York, but today I don't want to really talk about that, and we can go off topic. You know, you can say no more off topic, but just very quickly, it would help me a lot if, besides finding out what you can do and what you can't do with this and that, people should explore whatever they think keeping their own immune system in health means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For me, it means going and get cheap vitamin C and taking it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it means going and get cheap ginger and making ginger tea at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it means getting cheap organic garlic and making sure I have a clove or two every day, maybe a little clove at every meal.
Yeah.
And a lot of tea going down the throat. I've heard, this is totally anecdotal, I've heard that the tea going down the throat takes whatever COVID virus germs or molecules into your gut so they can be neutralized, rather than in a couple of days they go into your lungs. So,
yeah.
Okay, that may be off the believability, but I would just think that for every problem we need to think about the cause, and also and then decide what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now we heard from China, vitamin C. We heard from China, instant hospitals. I don't know what else we heard, but we're not using all the ideas in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is, I'm not going to even attempt to speak to health issues or the efficacy of tea and you know, on cure, you know, I don't know nothing about medicine and,
understood.
You know, but absolutely, I agree with what you say as far as, you know, we don't do everything. Look, we're taking an extraordinary measures here, and we are what I can never get over in all of this, and you know, specifically with bikes, but you can extend this outward, is how we've taken this, you know, we're taking these extraordinary steps to do things that, you know, a few weeks or months ago, we've never given a thought to. It goes from, you know, people, everybody's walking around all day long, in normal circumstances, they have colds, they go to work, they have, you know, they have what might be the flu, they go to work. Most people aren't thinking about this stuff on an everyday basis. Most people, until this thing hit, your average person has no idea how many people are out there dying of illnesses. They have no idea how many people have been dying of the flu. They don't remember the H1N1 thing in 2009 and how many people died. Most people don't have a context for any of this stuff. So
right.
So this has become the thing that everybody is suddenly has raised people's awareness. And, you know, as far as transportation and bikes, you know, that's part of it, is, you know, you suddenly people are like, wow, hey, bikes, they were always there and they were always important. You know, it's happening with the air. You know, they're saying, okay, everybody's shut down, the air is really clean. You know, certainly people are yelling about air quality all the time and environmentalism all the time, but it's not really something that changes people's behavior. And, you know, we're not very good, whether it's bikes, whether it's the environment, whether it's health, whether it's anything, as people, we are, as a species, we're not very good at at taking the middle ground. We're not very good at common sense. You know, we go from not giving a you know what to absolutely freaking out. So, you know, that is a little perspective. And I think while I wouldn't endorse or speak to using, you know, necessarily, certainly nothing bad about drinking tea. I wouldn't say people should be using it instead of, you know, antibiotics if they had some sort of, you know, bacterial infection. But yes, there are good things you can be doing all the time, every day. And hopefully when things settle down, we have that perspective. But I appreciate the call. Stay safe out there. I want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for calling. Enjoy your bike. Everybody out there, we've got time. Enjoy your bike, and if you're coming to it now, please try to hold on to that enjoyment. And when things go back to normal, which they will, please remember how great the bike was, how much it helped you, how much it helped other people. And, you know, let's not forget that. All right. Thank you so much. This has been Bike Snob, with Eben Weiss.
WBAI in New York, the voice of truth.
I took a pounding from the radio today. I heard the radio say that over and over, and there was no escape.
This is WBAI 9.5 FM in New York, and this is Iggy Pop.
WBAI New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Living for the City is not coming up next, but fear not. Those of you who listen regularly Mondays at 11 a.m., can tune in on Wednesdays, this coming Wednesday, the 25th of March at 11 a.m. Jillian Jonas and I will continue to be looking at the issues that we do on Living for the City, land use, gentrification, our Sankofa moments, all of that on Living for the City. Wednesdays, now Wednesdays, at 11 a.m. over listener-sponsored WBAI in New York at 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web.